track 13, and now we come to sport. And we'll start with the football, because the season is coming to an end. Bovey Tracy hoist league title aloft. Victory at Crediton United on Tuesday, 21st of April, confirmed Bovey Tracy AFC as the South West Peninsula League Premier East champions for 2025-26. They have since rounded out the league campaign with two more wins, beating Teignmouth AFC and then coming from behind to defeat Ilminster Town at the Western Counties Roofing Ground on Saturday the 25th. Bovey didn't get going at all in the eyes of manager Ben Gearing against Ilminster and found themselves a goal behind after 15 minutes. Goalkeeper Dom Applin got a hand to Taylor Jefferson's bicycle kick effort but couldn't keep it out of the net. There was plenty of work to be done at the turnaround, with Bovey being massively caught cold. Stuart Bowker made an instant impact. He fired the ball across the area for fellow forward Levi Landrecombe, who couldn't quite convert the chance. Given his recent form, though, Landrecombe wasn't going to be kept waiting much longer, and this time it was Jack Brimming who showed great feet before putting it on a plate for the division's Golden Boot winner. One quickly became two, and it was Landrecombe finding the back of the net, orchestrating the turnaround for Bovey Tracy. The final score was Bovey Tracy 4, Ilminster Town 1. Newton Abbott's 66 seconds prevailed in their Ronald Cup semi-final, and their reward is the chance to play the final at Plainmoor. They won 4-1 against Hipplepen Athletic seconds to move one step closer to securing silverware. At the top of the Premier Division, Windmill surprisingly dropped points at home to King Stainton Athletic in their quest for the title, Luke Hurd and Ashley Hayworth notching up for the Rams in a 2-2 draw. Lakeside Athletic remain in second place thanks to a 4-2 win over Chudley Athletic. Newton Abbott Spurs concluded their SWPL Premier East campaigns with defeat on the road. Spurs were beaten in a 7-goal thriller away at fellow High Flyers Bridport AFC on Saturday the 25th of April. The final score was 4-3. And lastly for football, Bovey Tracy AFC were led to the South West Peninsula League Premier East title this season by club stalwart Cliff Walters. Walters made his final bow in Bovey Red on Saturday, April the 25th, receiving a fitting send-off and a guard of honour from his teammates in the win over Ilminster Town. He's dedicated more than 25 years of his life to the team, so it's no wonder that first 11 manager Ben Gearing labelled him as Mr. Bovey himself. Gearing was delighted to be able to give him this unbelievable farewell, and what a way it is for Walters to go out, captaining his beloved Bovey to a title win and on to Step 5 football for 2026-27. And now we come on to rugby, and there's just one match to talk about. A converted try from Jack Bond, who will now hang up his rugby boots, secured Teignmouth RFC a 36-34 victory at the death in their relegation playoff clash against Columpton. They hosted Cully at Bitton Park on Saturday the 25th, and the visitors put the first 3 points on the board before Jason Jarvis' unconverted try edged the hosts ahead. The fixture would continue to go back and forth in the Saturday sunshine. And finally, we come on to running. The TCS London Marathon took place on Sunday, the 26th of April. And despite hot conditions for the mass field, it was one of the most extraordinary days in the event's history. 17 Teignbridge Trotters took to the streets of London. While the heat tested runners throughout the day, the atmosphere was electric, with huge crowds lining the route from Greenwich to the finish on the Mall. Among the club's runners was Rachel Steele, who produced a superb performance, finishing in 3 hours, 47 minutes, 45 seconds, to secure a good-for-age qualifying time, made it all the more impressive as it came just 2 weeks after completing the Dartmoor Marathon. Meanwhile, the Myer Half Marathon returned to Exmouth for its 7th year, showcasing everything the east coast of Devon is known for: rolling roads, coastal hills and sunny clifftop views. Club member Del Skinner took on the half marathon distance, describing it as very much a game of two halves. He completed the course in a watch time of 2 hours and 4 minutes. And that concludes the sport for this week.